Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
¿Quién eres tú que sin querer prendiste en mí el amor? Sol que dejó en mí el recuerdo todo su calor.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. First, she was Ileana Cabra, born into a musical family in Puerto Rico. Her brothers, Rene and Eduardo, went on to form the all-conquering hip-hop duo Calle 13, and Ileana, at age 16, became known as PG-13, the singer who added a sweet note to her brothers' spicy, sometimes X-rated music. Now, she's released her debut solo album under the name Ile. The album is called Ilevitable, and it's full of surprises, among them the classic sounds of Latin American boleros, boogaloos, and ballads. Ile and her band, her big band, have trooped into our studio and are going to start us off with a live performance of that album's first single. This song is Cannibal.
Thank you.
That is Ile from her album Elevitable, her brand new solo debut, and the band live here in the Soundcheck studio with the song called Cannibal, with Ile singing and Ismail Cancel behind our drum kit doing some backing vocals, by Juan Rios and Adalberto Rosario playing the guitars, Jonathan Gonzalez playing the bass, Alexandra Rivera playing keyboards, including our piano. They're the core band. We'll hear some horns added on in a little while. Ile making her first appearance on the radio as a solo artist. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
What a great song that is, Cannibal, because you can take it on a number of levels. I mean, the singer is, you know, the character is, she's kind of like eating herself up with regret, right?
Yeah.
But then there's also this idea of, you know, popular music eating itself, constantly cannibalizing itself, taking, and you're kind of doing that with this album, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not so conscious about it, but yeah, maybe. I always say this song, Cannibal, I say that it's not about me, but yeah, I have to admit, maybe it talks about some fears that I may have.
Well, you've been doing this a long time, since you were, you know, a teenager. What fears are there still? I mean, you've performed on some of the biggest stages in the world. What fears are there?
Well, it's still a transition for me. I'm the little one, so it's maybe a little sister feeling fear. but I'm feeling good now, starting with this. But it's a whole process. Like now I went through the making the album process. And now it's making the album on stage,
right,
so it's very
right.
different. But I'm learning a lot and I'm enjoying it a lot. So maybe those fears are going away little by little.
A lot of the sounds on the album are sounds that come from past decades. I mean, going back to like some classic Latin mid 20th century sounds. Is that music that you grew up with? Was that in the house?
Yeah, definitely. My family, music was always in the house every time. My dad, my mother, my brothers, also my grandmother taught me a lot of that music. And also my brother Gabriel, that he became like a salsa and bolero freak. And he taught me more, like to recognize these voices and what they had special, and all the orchestras and the musicians, and also what was going through in that moment, maybe. So I learned a lot, and I became like hungry for more. And now with the internet, I keep knowing these new bands for me, but they were maybe from the 60s or 50s, but they knew from me. So I love that. I love to
yeah.
learn more.
So is this album a family affair?
Yeah, definitely. My grandmother is in it, my sister, two friends of mine that are Fofé and Juan, that are also from the family, like from the extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And also behind the scenes, my brother Gabriel, my dad is also in the album, and my brother. So it's a big family, and all of them are part of the project.
Yeah, well, that's great. So now, how long did it take to make this record? Because there's a track on it called Dolor, which features a singer who's no longer with us. So that had to be recorded a few years ago.
That was the first song that we recorded from the album in 2012. It was an opportunity we had, like, we were touring with Calle 13, so it was like, okay, let's make this song. Like, my grandmother passed away maybe the year before or something. So we said, oh, we gotta do this. So we took this little time we had, and my uncle, Joe Pujas, made the musical arrangement for the song, and it was magical. And then Cheo Feliciano said yes.
Brindarle al mundo mi sonrisa. Si llevo el llanto en cada risa. Y en mi alma anidas tu dolor.
Estoy hastiada ya de ti.
Vete ya y déjame.
And it was so amazing because I told my grandmother that I wanted Cheo to participate, but I didn't know if he could. Mm-hmm. And she got all excited about it, so it was even more special that Cheo could sing. And then afterwards, Cheo died in 2014, so very sad, but still it's nice to feel them present through the song, Dolor.
You know, the last time your brother René, who is the residente half of Calle 13, the last time he was here, we were talking about how the band had become more political. And, you know, he had just done a record with a song with Julian Assange. And, mm-hmm. you know, that album had a lot more politics. And he talked about being pro-independence for Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I know that you perhaps didn't intend it this way, but when you make a record that kind of looks at all these different streams of classic Latin music, is there something, is there a kind of a pride? Is there an element of kind of Puerto Rican pride in this?
Definitely, I do think so. There's also maybe a women pride that I didn't thought about it because they're my family, you know. But yeah, my grandmother, my sister, myself. And also one of the songs that I wrote myself was thinking about my mother and my grandmother, like trying to put myself in their place in some situations. So, yeah, and also Puerto Rico has great, amazing music that nobody knows. Like, it's nice that we have this pop culture, but we're more than that. And I like people maybe like to hear at least that a little more. Every time I have a friend from another country visit Puerto Rico, we put them in the car and put Maelo Rivera and a lot of salsa and boleros that maybe they didn't listen. Mm. So it's nice. I love sharing music every time. So, yeah, it was maybe unconscious because it wasn't made for a purpose, but it's just what I like to do, and it was very intuitive. So yeah, I also share, obviously, my family's emotion. I want the independence from Puerto Rico. But I try to concentrate this more from a human feeling.
Right. And you know, the women in your family seem to be just as gifted, you know, just as talented as the males in the family. This next song you're going to do for us is one of your sister's songs, right?
Yeah.
Milena?
Milena Perez. She wrote it here in New York. She used to live here a few years ago. So this song, she says that it came to her because she's actually an actress. But she writes. She says she doesn't, but she writes and pretty good. And she has a very unique style. Uh-huh. So that's what we love about her. And she said this song came to her with a little melody. So the basic melody from the song is from her. And when I recorded, I remember she told me, oh, you brought me back to that feeling I had when I wrote the song. So for me, that was a success.
All right. Well, you wanna play the song?
Of course.
All right. It's called Triangulo, and you will find it on Ile's album called Ilevitable. But right now, you're about to hear Ile and the band in another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, Triangulo.
Que no soy nadie. despierto de mis concavidades. Tengo fríos, perdón. Ay, morimos, que se amarran los dedos de mis extremidades. Alrededor de mí tengo ecos, perdón, ay, roguemos, que me deshago toda hasta que no soy nadie, que me desgarro toda hasta que soy.
That is such a great sound. Triangulo is the name of the song from Ile, and you'll find it on her debut album as a soloist called Ilevitable. And the band playing live here in the studio. Ileana, that song, I know your sister wrote it, so it, you know, it has a Puerto Rican lineage to it, but it has almost a Mexican ranchera kind of flavor to it.
Yeah, it was fun because when she wrote the song, it didn't have any musical idea. And my sister, you know, she says, it's okay, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. You say, yeah, you're crazy, I love to, but I need to think a great, like a music that fits to it, because it doesn't have a chorus, it has like a word game. And then suddenly it came to me, and I thought like a Mexican-style waltz.
Yeah.
And I like the idea. Like, mm-hmm. it suddenly clicked, and the drama, and the song has also a very profound sadness. So it was great too.
Well, now that's something I was going to ask you about with your songs, because, you know, a lot of the album has this very bright, there's strings, there's horns, but there is a darkness. There is a sadness to a lot of these songs as well.
Yeah, I think most of them are pretty sad. But yeah, I don't know. It comes from different emotions. Some of, like, Juan Bota's song that is called Que Mal Que Estoy is sad, but it has a little hope at the end. And suddenly from a sadness, it comes beautiful in the end. So also my sister's other song, Extraña de Querer, that also has like this sadness, but also a hopiness to it. So it has a mix, but most of the songs are pretty sad.
But they make you feel so good to listen to. We're speaking with Ile and talking about the songs on her album, Ilevitable, her debut. And when you look at the list of song titles, there is one song title that's out of place. Mm-hmm. And that is literally the song title, Out of Place, which is the one song in English. Now, where is this song from?
Well, I like the idea of doing a song in another language, but I only speak Spanish and English. So I wrote this little first verse, I think it was, and I liked it. And I felt weird because I say, I like this. Maybe I should do something with this. I thought I wasn't going to like it. And then I started to think of a musical style, and I said, I think my dad could help me out with this. He's a musician. He's a publicist, but he's always been in music all his life. So it was great to work with him.
Well, I want to give people a chance to hear a little bit of the song. It's from the album, and you were talking about finding the music that would fit. Actually, the song kind of changes music halfway through. You know, it. Well, listen, this is actually from the record by Ile called Ilevitable.
Do you
That's a little bit of the album Illevitable from the singer Ile and her song called Out of Place, the one song in English on this record, and done with her dad. What did your parents think of when Calle 13 started making those records? They were pretty raunchy. what did they think of that?
My mother is always in this in between, that she supports us as a mom in everything we do, but still she says, oh, come on, Renee, don't do that, no. But still she supports it, whatever we do, she supports it. And my dad, my dad is Eduardo's dad, the one who makes the music. But also we are a very united family, so we all loved it. You know, had something very different, and it was in a moment that it was needed, something like powerful and different. So it was a great moment.
Well, I can just imagine your mother and father both heaving a sigh of relief when they heard that you were going to do, you know, these songs on this record. And then comes this Te Quiero con Boogaloo, which in its own way is a little raunchy. And the video for this is...
Yeah.
people can check it out online. So where does this song come from?
Well, the song was written by my sister and me, but most of the song was written by my sister. So it was crazy because this friend of my sister's posted the documentary of the Boogaloo that is called I Like It Like That.
That's a great documentary.
It's great. And
I'm a native New Yorker, and we take pride in Boogaloo as being, you know, a part of the Puerto Rican community in New York.
Totally.
That was a New York thing.
It was. And we wanted it to feel that way. And my sister wrote it like in this feminine sexual side, that she, even though she shares some similarities with this guy, they cannot live together. So they like dancing and sex and everything, but...
But that's it.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
So
right.
It was fun to make it.
It's a great song. And for this one, we're going to add the horns, bringing in Homi Ramos and Ron Wilkins on the trombones to join the rest of the band. Let's hear them with a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio of Ile's song called Te Quiero con Boogaloo.
Thank you.
That is called Te Quiero con Boogaloo, I Want You with Boogaloo. And once again, Illay and a song from her debut album called Illevitable. Almost a completely different sounding band for that song, with Ismail and Bayawan switching off to some very traditional kind of some típico percussion and the addition of the trombones and stuff. What a great sound. So what happens now? Is Calle 13 still happening? Are you still a part of that? What happens now?
Well, I will always be a part of Calle 13 because they're my family, and we're always together in everything we do. So, well, now I'm starting. I'm getting started with this. I'm hoping it's as good as it feels now, or even better. So I'm excited. I'm not expecting anything, but it's nice. It's nice to the unexpected. It's good.
Well, the record is called Illevitable, and it is out now. Ileana Cabra is Illay, the singer, songwriter, band leader. It's been great having you and the boys here in the studio, and
thank
you for being with us.
Que esclaviza una sonrisa en la mirada perdida de una batalla.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Malditas sean las parejas que dependen mucho.